Religion is a key factor in how people live their everyday lives. Athletes specifically show this in sports they play through prayers, symbols, and signs they use on a game-by-game basis. However, this got me wondering how college athletes and teachers use this in their lives. Professionals get noticed more because of television broadcasts, but what most people don't know are that those in college, both studying and teaching, deal with a lot more due to the work that takes place both in and outside of the classroom. My name is Alex Castells, and welcome to the Game Day Grace podcast. I had the great opportunity to interview NCAA athletes, a club athlete, and a professor about how they incorporate their faith in their sport, as well as the lives they live. Alexa McCracken, an NCAA women's soccer player, talks about how she handles stress along with maintaining her trust in what she believes in.
I think at first it can be really difficult, like when you're struggling to balance multiple things, whether it's club sports, NCAA sports, or like anything else, even just like organizations, you can easily get lost in them, like with all the stress and trying to balance everything. But I just recently had the perfect example of me being like overwhelmed in everything I'm doing with like multiple assignments due, tests like at the end of this week, and then having like two big games for my season. I was like talking to my mom, and she always is a great like helper and supporter for me and helps me stay on track in terms of like faith and just overall trying to be the best person I can be. And she reminded me something wasn't going exactly my way in soccer, and she just told me to stick it out, that this is part of God's plan he has for me, and it's like kind of like a test. This is like to see how I'll react, see if I'll grow from it, and to not let it break me. So I kind of just try to always remind myself of that, and if I ever get a little lost, I try to like look for my mom to help me, kind of ground me and bring me back to what our morals and like the basis of our faith is. So sometimes you just need like that person that can help support you and keep you grounded a little bit and remind you of what you believe in.
Sometimes people don't need a sport to make them realize that God is always there. There can be moments where a person's trust in the Lord himself grows even after the smallest problem, like losing a charger. Club baseball player Joe Clark talks about how this example opens his eyes and how it keeps him close to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think that God has all the answers, and he has the rule book right there. As I like to say, he's basically the commissioner of our league, and that's pretty much what it is. I overlook everything. I pray to St. Anthony all the time when I lose something, and I couldn't find my charger last night, and I happened to pray to St. Anthony, and I happened to find my charger. So even if something little like that, or something big as, okay, passing a test, or doing good in a school year, or being successful on the field, that all comes to be, or just showing coaches what I can do on the field, because I always know in my mind that there's always somebody near me.
Along with trusting in God, there can be negativity. Doubt and anger stir more from this than anything else. However, it is a matter of how we decide to deal with gloomy times. Women's ice hockey player Rachel Frederick talks about how she pushes the devil out and maintains her overall beliefs.
I'm always turning to God if something's going wrong. So, you know, if you're disagreeing with coaches or if you're disagreeing with teammates, you know, sometimes you get consumed with negative thoughts like, oh, I shouldn't be playing, or I'm not worthy of being on this team and stuff like that. And I've learned that when you hear those thoughts, that's just the devil trying to stop you from doing what you want to do. And you have to take God's grace and his power, and you got to say to yourself, you know, I am worthy. You know, I might be in a disagreement, but at the end of this, it's all going to come together and everything's going to be okay. Everything will be all right. So you got to take God's word and you got to shove down everything that the devil's trying to tell you. And you just have to overcome everything with God's power.
Although people devote their lives to believing in God, others take it a step further. Dr. Joseph Glass teaches a theology course called Sports and Spirituality at Newman University. He discusses why he chose to teach this study along with the course itself.
Well, it goes beyond sport and spirituality. For me, theology, I think, is the most practical thing we can study. So any theology, I'll take any theology course. I love teaching that. That's my first love. You know, my background has been in ministry. My doctorate is a doctor of ministry. And so that's what I really love. And I teach communications mostly out of all the experience I've had with communications. And even that was primarily with Catholic communications. I've been fortunate to work in radio, TV, and newspaper work, but always with Catholic mediums. And it brought me around the world, and so it's really wonderful. But my first love has always been theology.
Athletes experience God-given moments. Some movies that represent this are Rudy, Miracle, and Greater. These films specifically got me wondering if college athletes experience the same thing. Lex and Rachel talk about how God has made this mark in their sports, both on and off the field.
Last fall, that was my junior year, we had a rocky start to our season, and it was really difficult. A lot of us wanted to make it to the championship and for our conference, but in the beginning of the season, we were just having a hard time. I was super negative. I wasn't being as good of a leader as I should have been, but luckily I had good friends who were helping me kind of like bring me back and guide me. And towards the end of the season, we started doing a lot better. And I remember playing Cabrini in the semifinals at Cabrini. And when you have to play away at Cabrini, it's not fun. And their fans are not nice. But we were up 1-0 against Cabrini, and we were holding them off, and it was so difficult. But they ended up scoring and tying the game, and we had to go to double overtime. And we still held them off. Neither team scored. So then that meant we went into a PK shootout to see who would go on to the championship game. And I will never go up for a PK. I get way too nervous. I don't trust myself, and I don't like the pressure. But I'll trust my teammates. So the top 10 girls from each team that are selected to do PK shootout, they go in order. And basically, you go through 1 through 5. If it's like still tied, you go through up until you're 10. But luckily, my teammates stuck it out, and we actually beat Cabrini in the PK shootout, which was the first time in a while for Newman women's soccer team. And I just remember being on the sidelines thinking to myself, like, this is, like, I just know whatever happens, like, was meant to happen. So I just truly felt like God was with us, not just me, but my whole team as we were playing Cabrini, because it was a difficult game. But we kept our composure, we were nice, we weren't being disrespectful. We always try to be the better team. And I truly think that, like, God was on our side for that game and helped take us to the championship. So that was awesome.
I myself, for the things that I've gone through, I wouldn't have been able to get through if I didn't turn to God. You know, I went through a really, really hard time last year, and I was trying to find myself through distractions. You know, I was trying to go out and forget about things, and, you know, I was trying to just get involved with, like, more people on campus, you know, activities. Nothing was working, but then I met a friend through a class, and she was like, you know, I really think you should start coming to church with me. And I went to church, and since then I've been even more devoted, and I found my faith even more. So I'd say that's it, yeah.
Now, out of all the stories I was told throughout my interviews, Dr. Glass had one that talked about how people can mess up the message and idea of what it's like to follow God. More specifically, what it's like to start learning more about God. This story and lesson mentions his wife and how it relates to religion.
Well, again, it's just real simple to me. If we all live and move and have our being in God, then everybody's a brother and sister. They don't have to stand up and profess their faith to get God to love them. They don't have to have any faith to get God to love them. There's nothing we can do to get God to love us more. There's nothing we can do to make God love us less. This is where we're born. We live and move and have our being in God. You know, we don't always get it right, though, Alex. I'll tell you. See, this is what we get it wrong sometimes. I know what you're talking about. In some of these other schools or religious schools, people are shoving the tracts in your face and read this and have you professed Jesus as your Lord and Savior and all that. I don't even know who Jesus is. How can I do this? So, you know, sometimes we do it wrong too, I think, even in the Catholic Church. If I had met Mary, if our eyes locked and I said, oh my gosh, I got to go say hello to that person, you know, instantly drawn, attracted to Mary. And imagine now if somebody stopped me and said, well, you just can't go up and talk to her. Here, read this book first. This book will explain who she is, how many brothers and sisters, all her favorite songs, her favorite music, her favorite flower, which is Pillsbury, by the way. I thought I'd get that line in there. But nevertheless, read this book, then pass this quiz, and then you can go up and talk to Mary. Now you can have a relationship. Well, that would be terrible. I think I'd say, well, gee, is there anybody else here I can talk to?
Right. Yeah.
And I think sometimes in our fervor, we tend to do that with religion. You know, so I'd like to know more about this Catholic stuff. Oh, well, here, read this, or here we're having classes, or here we're... I don't know that that's the way it should work. First, we should encourage the encounter with God, the encounter with the Lord. Have the experience of being around people who are letting the Lord's life and grace shine through. Yet the lived experience, and that's like our eyes meeting. Mary and I, our eyes meet and we say, there's something very attractive here, and I want to know more. Because once you have the experience, what do I want to know from Mary? Suddenly I want to say, do you have any brothers and sisters? Where are you from? Where'd you grow up? What kind of music do you like? What's your favorite flower? I want to know all that stuff. I just want to know it because I want the relationship to deepen. But that comes next. First is the experience. And then I can't know enough about her. I want to spend all my time getting to know her better and better and better. But if it starts with, here, read this book about Mary, then I'm going to know a whole lot of things about Mary, and I won't know Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I worry about sometimes with the way we do things in the church. We learn a lot about faith and a lot about theology. Even in my courses, I worry about that you can, you know, take these tests and read this book. And so you know a lot about God or Jesus, but you don't know Jesus or God. I want you to have the experience. That's really where I come from. So I think, I hope that I teach as much about theology outside the classroom as in.
Overall, this podcast has taught me much about faith and sports. I've learned that God is always there no matter what. Trusting what I believe in is a key factor in how my life and mental health will play out, and that spreading the word of God does not need to be forced upon. His word can be taught through in-sport activities and in our everyday lives. College athletes and teachers are extremely relatable when discussing this topic because of the diverse experiences they live through in the university realm. To those listening, I say thank you. And to always remember that what you or what you believe in is a crucial part to how you succeed, not just in the sport that you play, but also in how you grow as a person.